This is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, and welcome back to our team interview where we are talking about our Just Cause project with Kayla and Kirsten. Before we get into today's show, just want to ask you for a favor. If you are getting value from this, if you enjoy this, if you'd like other people to be able to discover this, if you'd just like to help us out in getting this out so that more people know about our show, please like, subscribe, or even leave us a review. That would be wonderful. All right. So today we are going to talk about how to flex, that whole existential flex thing. And we left off with Kirsten and Kayla explaining their surprises regarding the Just Cause project. And today we are going to pick up with Kirsten talking about how to get people prepared for going after this whole Just Cause thing. How do we bridge from food for thought? Now we've got a lot of this good thought in our head, right? We've got this really big idea. How do we bridge from food for thought to fuel for action? What do you think that we could do to go from, okay, Travis, we want to help people overcome challenges that keep them from fulfillment. What do you think is the key ingredients to go from nice idea, but what the hell do we do, to nice idea, okay, let's go do stuff?
I feel that the people that have been through this process or through this exercise are going to be the most prepared to go deliver the cause, right? Like, we're going to be, it'll be whatever we decide we're going to do that's going to be the next best thing. It's like, raise your hand and get ready for the ride, because it's going to be a bobsled ride at the Olympics, right? So, like, who's on board, right? And I think you would be surprised that, having gone through this whole exercise, you're going to have a bobsled team, because these are the people that have said, yeah, this is what we see. This has been our vision. And now we want to be part of the next step. And we want to deliver on this, because, again, that's the infinite game, right? It's not for us in this job. It's for the next job and the next person and the next generation and the next. So what you're going to see is, I think you're going to see the team that you've already put in place be ready to just pull up your bootstraps and let's go.
Grab a person and keep them with us.
Yeah, that's one of the things from a management team, you look at it and you go, okay, so we have this great idea, and you have to employ the flex idea, right? Yeah, you have to say, okay, you can't destroy your business by trying to make it something that it's not overnight. But you say, one of the questions that we had was, what do we need to stop doing? You know, we have a list of things that we would make that these are things that don't jive with this anymore. And we didn't necessarily put anything on that list yet, but giving permission to the leadership within the company who have the authorities to say, you know, we're not doing that anymore. You know, or we're going to wean off of that, or we're going to start to transition away from that into something else. That maybe where it starts is stopping anything that's not in perfect alignment. And then the second thing is figuring out, okay, because then we put together an idea bank. We have all these ideas of, I called them big boxes, right? We have all these big boxes of potential things, like concepts. And it's like you could move in all these different directions and do all these different things. So then maybe you put those in order and you structure a cadence where you start. Number one, you maintain the list. So you say, okay, these are the idea boxes. And are there any new idea boxes? And you look at the idea box list and you go, okay, which of the idea boxes can we start working on? And then you move the one idea box from the list of boxes over into your project management box. You go, okay, now we're going to figure out how to project manage this thing into doable pieces. And I've always thought, if you're going to change an organization, for most organizations, unless it's already at the point where it's just about dead, for most organizations, if you're going to change it, you change it kind of one department at a time, one division at a time, one team at a time. Because you have to, it's like shocking the system. You know, if you can shock, If you go outside and it's really cold and your hands are really cold, you're probably not going to freeze to death. But if you go outside and you're completely naked, you're probably going to freeze to death, right? So it's like you don't want to shock the system too much.
Yes.
So it's just trying to manage that and project manage it in so that those the initiatives of the company, all the key projects start to line up with the principles of that cause. And in the beginning, possibly it's just building the infrastructure. Because you have to start creating the ways of thinking about things, maybe the way the teams are put together or the projects of certain teams, the tone of the project, the focus of the project, those types of things, little things that you build in for tracking and behavioral kind of engineering and stuff like that. And then as those things get built in, then it's easier to launch programs on top of that infrastructure that are actually more oriented for maximum efficacy into, you know, whatever your cause is. So that's the next idea is like you take this huge idea and you just start to, how do I construct this into just part of, think about it as like the heartbeat, right? The heart beats and it oxygenates the blood. I think this is how it works, right? And it sends it around the body. Like that's kind of what you're doing. You're bringing in the blood of the organization, you're re-energizing it. And you're shooting it back out. And every time it goes out, it's Kayla, back to you. It's kind of like flexing and saying, okay, we got the good stuff. And it just keeps making it stronger and stronger and stronger each time it's kind of cycling through.